How armour was decorated. Etching was one of the most popular ways of decorating a suit of armour. To put it simply, the etcher would cover the breastplate with a layer of wax, onto which he would scratch the desired motif with an etcher's needle. The plate would then be put into an acid bath, which was usually a mixture of hydrochloric acid and sulfuric acid. In this way, the exposed lines of the metal would be etched. Finally, the etcher would remove the remaining layer of wax and blacken in the design to make it more visible. Another type of decoration was engraving. They were made with special tools on the metal surface of the armour. To do this, the engraver would first chisel out rough chunks of iron from the armour and then smooth out the indentations that were left with an etcher's needle and a punch. This would create a surface structure that was clearly raised against the background. In addition to these decorative techniques, which only affected the surface of the metal, there were also techniques which altered the suit of armour in a three-dimensional way. One of these was the art of embossing, which flourished in the 16th century. The desired decoration was sketched onto the metal and then pushed out from the inside using a special tool that was called an embosser's hammer. A particularly lovely example of an embossed suit of armour is the one created by Michael Witz, an Innsbruck armourer, in the middle of the 16th century. This showpiece can be seen at the Museum in Palais.